Everybody, Andy here again. Well, I've literally just started reading the autobiography of the DJ Andy Kershaw. It's called No Off Switch, and I actually picked it up as a hardback. I actually picked it up in a local bookstore recently. It should cost £18.99, but I got it for £2.99 and couldn't resist it. But anyway, I just read the first few chapters about his growing up, etc. And he was born in 1959. I was born in 1958. He's born very similar sort of time to my sister. And I think his sister was born at a pretty similar time to me, I think, in that respect. But there's a couple of things that he mentioned. One of them is how he grew up watching the NASA Apollo moon landings and how big an effect they had on his life. And I remember that myself, and I probably relayed that in other material on the internet, audio booze, videos or blogs or whatever it might be. And that was something that I really remember. Yeah, there were other things, but that's one of those big things, such a life-changing event for so many people who watched it, especially the Apollo 11 mission, etc. But the other thing that he mentioned was growing up in Rochdale, where he lived, and all the people that were about then, and so many of the old men, he said, were walking around with limbs missing. And as he said, the older people, they'd left their limbs on the battlefields of the Somme or Ypres or something like that. And watching a couple of old films myself on YouTube early, just following links as you do, I was watching films from the sort of 1960s, etc. And I remember thinking at the time, and when I've watched films like that before, is you see all these old working men or these people in their flat caps and the cigarettes in the corner of their mouth and all this type of thing, and you think to yourself, all of those people in that film that you're watching now, unfortunately, are no longer with us. They're all dead. And it's not a very nice thing to think about, but it's one of those things that sort of strikes you. But sort of reading that particular passage about those guys back in Rochdale reminded me of a story from when I was very young as well, probably a similar sort of age to what Andy Kershaw was talking about there, when I lived in a place called Tunbridge in Kent. And I remember my father used to take me when we had our sort of first bikes, first sort of push bikes, etc. There was a guy in the part of town, we used to take the car down this little back street, this tiny little shop, and we used to go in, and he used to mend our bikes. A really old-fashioned type of shop, and this guy was quite old. And I remember my father saying to me, although he went there several times, I remember him saying to me, you know, have to be a bit patient with this guy because he can't speak very well, and he was very wheezy, etc. And never thought too much about it, thought, you know, a poor man, he's a bit old, etc. But it turned out that he'd actually been gassed in the First World War, and that was the reason that he was so out of breath, and the fact that he wheezed, etc. He was still working, thankfully, at that time. I really can't remember when this was, but it must have been in the sort of fairly early mid-60s type of time. But one of those little things, you forget all these type of things, don't you? There's something, you read something, you watch something, you hear something, and it brings it all flooding back. Good memories in their own way, I suppose. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.